The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I've touched on St. Patty's Day before, and it's always amused me how people get crazy for St. Patrick's Day. I have a lot of friends who definitely like to party, who definitely like to have an excuse to drink, whether it's green beer, or just drink, or eat Irish food, or whatever it is, so they live for St. Patrick's Day. When we spent our time in Northeast Ohio, you know, Cleveland had a big St. Patrick's Day parade my wife went down to every now and again. What's funny is when St. Patrick's Day falls on Sunday, it kind of takes the wind out of the sails. It's not quite the same thing because people won't go out and party as much on a Sunday as they would, well, a weeknight, which makes no sense whatsoever. I don't know if it's a religious thing. I don't know if there's something wrong with that, and I'm sure there are a lot of jokes we can make. But when St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday, it's just kind of strange. It doesn't change my life any. To be honest with you, I've never really cared that much about St. Patrick's Day. I don't need an excuse to drink or eat, well, foods that aren't good for me.